This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The time-tested Dow Theory paints a bullish picture for stocks as we head into the end of the year. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, let's bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, and check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
All right, thanks for having me back, Andy. Always a pleasure.
Before we start getting into the Dow theory, I wanted you to talk about just kind of where the markets are right now. You got a lot going on. You have conflicts in the Middle East. You got storms. We do have a little bit of clarity on the Fed policy. We've gotten some jobs data. This all comes with the election like a month away. And meanwhile, stocks are at or near all-time highs. Your takeaway of the current trade?
Yeah, I think it's positive for stocks. I know there's a lot of potential negatives out there, and I know a lot of people are concerned about things like, as you mentioned, the litany of items. You got the elections. You've got conflicts in the Middle East. You've got the never-ending war in the Ukraine, Russia. You've got terrible storms. October, which is, the month of major crashes, the Black Monday crash, et cetera. So you've got all these things against the backdrop of a market that's done pretty well this year. And I know the temptation is for investors out there to sell here. I think it's a mistake, though. I hate to bring them up, but I'm going to bring them up. And those are those three main engines.
Yes, and refresh the gains listener. Yeah, go ahead. Hit those. Those are the three key things that truly move the stock market. The rest of the stuff is noise. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. Inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. And when you look at those three things, they still tilt toward the bullish side of the ledger. So, that's not to say you're not going to have some day-to-day volatility. There's always a potential for, some black swan events occurring. But by and large, as an investor, you play the probabilities and, you play the trend, and the trend is your friend right now.
And they often say that markets climb a wall of worry, and they often do really well in that scenario. And that's exactly what they seem to be doing right now, Chuck.
They are. There are a lot of people are concerned. I get calls from a number of people that are, basically investing through the prism of politics and the prism of global chaos. And, I've been following the markets now, Andy, for over 40 years. And I've gone through a lot of election cycles, and I've seen a lot of global chaos. And quite honestly, I can't think of a time when it did make sense to run an investment program based on that. It usually is a major mistake. I call it the October trap, where People get into October, they're seeing all that, especially prior to elections, and they're nervous about what's going to happen or what they think is going to happen, and they end up doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing and harming their long-term investment program. So, again, if you're an investor out there and you feel a little bit like a leaf in the wind blowing around, a good anchor is what's going on with those three major engines: interest rates, inflation, and corporate profits. And when you look at those, inflation is clearly trending lower. Interest rates have been trending lower, and corporate profits have been good enough. And those three things put together, and then you couple that with, a tool we use, which we'll talk about in a moment, the Dow Theory, which is still on a bullish primary trend. The trend is still, favorable for stocks right now.
And that other thing that we're talking about, the Dow Theory. And just a real quick primer, because a lot of us are already familiar.
The Dow Theory looks at the movement of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average. And from the movement of those two averages that represent very important parts of the economy, and by virtue of the movement of those two averages, discerns whether the market's primary trend, which is the trend that typically lasts a minimum of 18 months, if not considerably longer, whether that primary trend is bullish or bearish. And, we had a nice bull market signal in 2023. That has continued here. That has not changed. We've had a continued series of higher highs with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow Jones Transportation Average has been a little less aggressive to the upside and has been kind of going back and forth, but it's worth
hanging tough. It was hanging tough though when the broader markets were selling off just recently. That's the one thing about the Dow Transports. We talk about it all the time. Kind of hanging tough at the levels that they've established. I mean, not too far off of their recent highs, and it is bullish. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and as much as I would prefer to see them behave a little bit better, the fact of the matter is, they just on September 19th, for example, they recently went to a 52-week high. So, they have been doing well enough to maintain the bull market signal under the Dow Theory. And, I think they've been a reflection of a lot of people's concerns about the overall economy. The transports, as we've discussed, are an incredibly economically sensitive index. And so when there was a lot of concern in the market about the recession, that the Fed wasn't going to be able to engineer a soft landing, that there was a lot of doubt out there, the transports, while not skyrocketing, were, as you say, they were holding their own, and they weren't giving an indication that a recession was imminent. And that's one of the reasons why we didn't think a recession was imminent and why we thought that the Dow Theory's bull market signal was still very valid, and that has turned out to be the case. So, the action of the Dow Industrials and Dow Transports has been good enough to kind of perpetuate its primary trend signal, which has been bullish. Now, what we want to continue to see going forward here, and this gets to the levels that we talk about a lot, you want to see the Dow Jones Industrial Average continuing to make a series of higher highs. The last high they made, the level was about 42,352. So we're not far off that. That would be a nice level for the Dow Industrials to eclipse. In the case of the Dow Transports, the next level that would be helpful for that index to eclipse would be the July 2023 high, which is 16,695.32. And that would be, the kind of the next target level for the Dow Transports. And again, if the transports can get above that level and we've got strength in the industrials, that would continue to reconfirm the bull market. And that's something else that's important to understand. The primary trend's bullish right now. So, it would take pretty significant declines in both the industrials and the transports. A decline in the Dow Industrials, I would hate to see it go below, say, 40,000. In the transports, I would hate to see it, go below about 15,000. It could, but we're well enough above that I think you know, the primary trend is safe for now.
You said could, but the thing is, one point that you often make when we're talking about this, you know, it could, but you let the market tell you the direction. You're not going to catch the bottom or the top, and that's why you use this tool. You let the market make the move and then tell you and then use these levels. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, guessing that it might happen or not, you can, but, you know, we would prefer to, you know, listen to what the market says by virtue of the action of these two indices. I mean, that in essence is what the Dow theory is all about. It says, listen, these are two very important indices. They represent very important parts of the economy and the stock market. And, you know, everything is going to get funneled, all information, all concern, all investor sentiment, everything is going to get funneled through the action of these two indices and how they behave one versus the other. And that's where the story is going to be told. So, you know, when people ask me what, you know, when should they start to become defensive about the market, or what should start to worry them? You know, generally speaking, we start to get concerned when we see deterioration in those two indices, and especially the Dow transports, because, you know, that, as I mentioned, they're very economically sensitive. So if you start to see significant deterioration in the Dow Jones Transportation Average, that usually doesn't portend very well for the economy. And if you have an economy that's slumping or going into recession, that generally will be a catalyst for a bear market, because, you know, recessions just trash corporate profits, and that may be the most important of those, that three-legged stool of inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. So the transports, as we have mentioned, oftentimes can be really that canary in the coal mine if you start really getting concerned about the market. But, you know, we have not seen that yet, which is a good thing. And one of the reasons why we have maintained, you know, a fairly bullish stance, and that has been proven to be the best strategy here at this point for this market for the last several months.
All right, we're going to get exact Dow theory levels to watch when we get back. Got to take a quick break. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. As always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings. We'll be right back with Chuck after the break.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. Check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. Dow Theory.com. All right, Chuck, we're going to get into Dow Theory levels. For the gains listener, I always say, grab a pen real quick and a piece of paper. And then, you know, take that standard copy paper and then draw a line, you know, a horizontal line halfway through the page. So you have an upper portion and a lower portion. And in that top portion, right, Dow Industrials high. And then, you know, just right below it, right, Dow Transports high. Okay, and then in the lower quadrant of the page, right, Dow Industrials low, Dow Transports low. These will be the ranges of the Dow Theory level that we always talk about. And so let's start right there, Chuck. We'll start with the Dow Industrial high. What is that level, and what was the date that it was put in, the close?
That was just fairly recently. It was on October 4th, and that level is 42,352.75, 42,352.75, and that was the October 4th close.
So that is the Dow Industrial high.
If you're going to continue to see kind of a series of higher highs, that's the level that the industrials need to get above. And again, we're not talking about a huge insurmountable hurdle here. We're within, 250 points of it, 270 points.
So that would be a good sign. And just for the, you know, for people new to this, you know, you have the Dow Industrials breaking new highs, breaking this level, and we're going to give you the Dow Transport high next, and that level gets broken, higher, you know, as it moves higher. That means the party continues. And by the way, so what is that Dow Transports high, that closing high, and the day for that?
Okay, so that level, the next level that would be nice to see the transports take out would be the July 24th, 2023 level, which was 16,695.32, 16,695.32. So the transports have a little bit of work to do to get there, but as you know, they have a history of putting points on in a hurry when they start rolling, so...
And I've talked about how this might be an opportunity too, because when you do see the transports lag a bit and the industrials keep moving higher and higher, you often will see those transports play a little catch up too. And we saw a bit of that maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah, and that's very possible, especially if the primary trend is bullish. So, the trend of the transports, when you look at a shorter term chart here. Since mid June,
looks pretty good,
pretty
right?
Nice,
yeah. You see those lows that, you know, keep getting higher, you know, it kind
of
staircases
higher lows and higher highs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that staircase is kind of nice. So for the last, 4 months, they look pretty good. So it'll be nice to see that kind of stair step higher continue and hopefully, get above that July 2023 high, which again was 16,695.32.
All of these are closing prices, by the way, as well.
That is
so
correct.
So that's the top half of the paper, and then let's move down to the bottom half. And the one that I said was Dow Industrial low. So these are kind of the other end of the range where things could, you know, you don't want to break through these levels and go lower. So let's start with the Dow Industrials. What's the low and the date that we're watching there close?
I'm going to give you two here. Okay. Kind of one is like, it's not great that it breaks out. And the other one would be not really good at all. So the first one would be a little bit more recent. It would be that September 6th level of 40,345.
That's September 6th of this year?
Yes, and that's 40,345. And that would be just kind of a breaking up this momentum that we have seen. That would be kind of a momentum breaker. And then what you don't want to see would be extended downward move below, say, 37,735. So that goes back to April of this year.
April.
So that would, you know, and that's a pretty, and there have been a number of times since that where the market has kind of come down and thumped off that and held that. So just that would be a level that you just you don't want to get C taken out.
Yeah, that was the. In fact, I have an older sheet that I have here with that 37,735.11 closing for the Dow Industrials on April 15th of this year. You break that. We got, but I mean, you need follow through with the transports, of course, for the Dow theory to be bearish. But I'll tell you, the Dow Industrials breaking through that 37,735, we got problems likely.
Yeah, we would have a problem.
Yeah, and then the other component on the downside is the Dow transports. Is that the May 29th, 2024? That 14,781.56?
Yes. Yep. That would be the level. You know, because again, that's if you look, that the market bounced off that, or the transports kind of bounced off that a few times and then moved higher, and so that would be kind of a significant low point that if it was taken out, it would be taken out by a market that wants to get a little ugly.
Yeah, and those are well established because you know we've had those now for months, and where the highs, because markets have been on the top side. You know, we're constantly, you know, more in that territory than this, you know, 37,735 on the industrials and then that 14,781 on the transports. Those are well established. You start breaking, there's big problems. You clear those out. But we're kind of far from there as well.
Yeah, we are. Again, you know, what's the old adage, Andy? The market goes up an escalator and goes down an elevator. So,
yes,
you know, it can go down pretty fast, but no, you know, I feel pretty comfortable, especially given, you know, the primary trend being bullish, especially given what's going on with those three major engines, inflation, interest rates, corporate profits. And also one of the things we didn't mention is that, you know, there's over $6 trillion in money market funds sitting on the sidelines, and all that money doesn't necessarily have to come into stocks, but, you know, if interest rates start to pivot downward hard and start dropping and those rates on money market funds start dropping, people are going to kind of scramble a little bit to what are they going to do with their cash if they're not getting 5% on it. And, you know, that may provide a bit more buying power. So there are.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting because they would feel like they need to maybe reach into stocks for some better yield.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, the interest rate story is a little interesting here because, I mean, you had a pretty significant decline in rates, and then you had that jobs report that kind of blew everybody's mind about, geez, and rates have actually popped up a little bit since that report. So it'll be interesting to see, A, how aggressive the Fed gets on this next round, and, you know, the CPI report later this week may have some bearing on that. Is presumably, you know, people are reacting, and probably reasonably so, that inflation is, you know, I don't want to say it's dead, but it's you know, it's been beaten, and you know, we'll get some idea about whether that's the case here with the report coming up, and the Fed's probably going to watch that report pretty closely in terms of how aggressive is its next rate cut, if there is a next rate cut. So yeah, the interest rate environment is kind of taken a little bit of turn here, but I still think worst case it's neutral. Inflation is still trending in a bullish way, and corporate profits are still trending in a bullish way. So if there is a, you know, as we've talked about before, if there is one thing in this market that could short circuit the market, it typically turns out to be corporate profit related. And you know, our corporate profits in the third, fourth quarters, and especially in 2025, you know, what does that look like? And typically that's what snares the market, when corporate profits start to disappoint. But I don't see that necessarily happening here in the next quarter or two.
And then as we're wrapping up today's Gains podcast, Chuck, what's the takeaway with where your markets are right now and the Dow theory? And things are, you know, you kind of painted us a pretty bright picture, so I appreciate that. You know, you let the market tell you.
I think the market's telling us that, you know, don't panic here. A lot of, you know, there's always a lot of reasons to sell stocks. October right now, prior, you know, there is a, you know, you could get a chalkboard out and put up 5, 6, 10 reasons to sell stocks, but there's also reasons to hold them. And I go back to, A, you got a primary bull market signal under the Dow theory. B, inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. still tilting on the bullish side of the ledger. C, you've got over $6 trillion in money market funds that could supply, dry powder if that comes into the market and drives stocks higher. I think that investors should maintain a pretty positive outlook on stocks right now. Again, that doesn't preclude, we've gone a long time without a 10% correction. Those can happen at any time and are fairly random, but do happen with some regularity. So that's possible. But, we don't try to trade around those, because the risk of trying to trade around and avoid a 10% correction is you're going to be out of the market potentially when the market takes off. And to us, that's always the biggest risk of the market, not so much being in when it goes down, but being out when it goes up, because playing catch up is a heck of a thing in the stock market. So I'd stay positive and don't get shooken out. Don't get, chased out of stocks in here because of all the talk that you're going to have. You're going to hear over the next few weeks about the election in particular.
All right, big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, and check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. All right, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.